This is Drusilla Crutchfield. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Someone who got the extra mile.
Touching Women Ministries presents Drusilla Crutchfield, teaching creative Christian concepts for today's woman. This program is bringing a message of deliverance, hope, and freedom in today's world through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, with today's program, here is Drusilla Crutchfield.
Now, good morning again, ladies of Acadiana and ladies in this listening area. Thank you for opening your hearts and opening your eyes to hear the message of Jesus Christ. We are continuing today in a series of spiritual blindness, recovering the sight of the blind. Praise God, He allows us to recover that sight when we grope along and we are so spiritually blind. Let us turn to the Word and look in Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 10. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. Praise God. Father, I thank you that we no longer have to be in desolate places. Father, I thank you that we no longer have to grope along a wall as blind men. Father, I thank you for restoring vision, for restoring the ability to be able to walk uprightly and justly and righteously. Father, thank you for the grace of your Son, Jesus Christ. And Father, now anoint these words as they are spoken, Father. Open the eyes of the blind, Father, and set at free those who have been captive. Father, just anoint and touch and let the healing, soothing, comforting feel of your Holy Spirit invade in homes and in lives, Father, and minister and touch to all of those who hear this message. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Amen and amen. Have you ever groped along a wall? Have you ever felt as though you were in a dark room? You knew you wanted to be out. You looked about the room and you saw a pinnacle of light at the end of the room. And as you saw that pinnacle of light standing there in the middle of the room, you feared the obstacles that were there before you. You knew that there were chairs or couches or blocks, stumbling blocks of some type there in that darkened room that would be in the way. So you reach out and you search for the wall. You find that wall and you grope along that wall, stumbling, looking, trying to find your way without falling anymore, without being hurt anymore, being bruised anymore. And as you grope along that wall, you feel so desolate. You feel so alone. You long to reach that light. You long to touch that light, to get to that light so that you can throw open the door and lighten the whole room. See where there was once darkness, to be able to see and to know where you are. You see, that's the way it is in our lives sometimes. As we grope along and as we hunt, we get up in the morning, a bright, beautiful day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. Little voices come into the bedroom. Good morning, Mommy. And instead of seeing that sunshine, instead of hearing that bird sing, we feel a darkness. Oh, I've got so much to do today, I'll never get through this. I need more time today. Oh, there's so much in my way. And you snap out. Good morning, now get out of here. Go away. You snap out. And it hurts. As soon as you open your mouth, you know, that's not what I wanted to say. That's not what I wanted to say. I wanted to reach out and to hug her. But I was blind and I stumbled and I fell. And the day starts, a darkened day already. But you see, this is not the way the day must go. This is not the way that your day needs to go. This is not the way that God desires for your day to go. Praise God, He opens our eyes and He enlightens us. He gives us heavenly visions. He lets us know that His hand is there. We do not need to even begin our morning as a darkened day. There is a new way. There is a new hope. It's not new, because the hope of Jesus Christ has been here forever. The hope of Jesus Christ has been here through His salvation. It's an eternal hope. It's an eternal gift. And it is yours for the taking and for the healing, for the recovering of the sight. It is yours to keep forever, so that each day may start off being enlightened. I love to read Psalms 17:15. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. Now, yes, this is speaking of awakening in heaven, in the heavenly kingdom. But you see, I feel that I awake every morning with the likeness of Jesus Christ. After all, He created me in His likeness. And He has no desire for me to wake up in the morning feeling as though I'm some old baggy, hairy monster. That's not how God created me. God said that I can awake knowing that I am in His likeness. Does that sound like someone who is blinded? I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake. Oh, praise God, we can be satisfied when we awake in the morning, because Christ has brought that righteousness to us. Do not let a day go by again that you start the morning feeling as though you're already overcome. Don't set that foot out of that bed in the morning. You have a home that you take care of. You have family that you reach out and that you minister to and that you touch. You have precious children who are like jewels to you and who need the administration of your loving hand. You have husbands who need to hear that soft, gentle voice as you get them going along to work. You have brothers who need a sisterly touch. You have sisters who need to know that they can lean their head on your shoulder and get an extra touch of comfort. You see, God has given you a divine purpose in life. You are a woman. You are a woman who has been called to fulfill the life of others, whether it is in your home, whether it is on your job, whether it is out in the marketplace, wherever that place might be, you have a divine calling as a woman. Each one of us, every one of us, as we reach out and touch people, we minister to them. Have you ever read a book to someone when your eyes were darkened and blinded? Put your hands over your eyes right now. Cover them up, blind them, and now turn around and just continue whatever you were doing, just exactly the way you were doing it. Exactly the way you were doing it. It's not possible, is it? You're going to get out of step. Something is going to change. You see, nothing needs to be out of step with our Lord Jesus Christ. We can have a day that begins with the covering off of our eyes. I desire for you, my sisters, right now, that you see the vision that Jesus Christ has for you, that you see that vision and that you take the blinders off your eyes. But you see, you cannot take them off yourself. You must reach out to Jesus Christ and ask Him to take them off. You must reach out and ask Him to touch you, to heal of that spiritual blindness, to be freed to walk through the day in the light, to be freed, to be able to reach out and to touch your husband and to minister to his needs, whatever they might be. Not to minister to those needs with a feeling of, oh, I am so tired of doing this. Oh, I'll be glad when he will just get up and take care of this himself. You see, but ministering to his needs with the idea of, praise God, this is something I've been given to do, and I want to do it in joy and in loving kindness. The spiritual blindness causes the anger. The spiritual blindness causes the tiredness. The spiritual blindness causes the nagging and the wanting and the desiring to have something else other than what you have right this minute. But you see, the enlightening of the Word of Jesus Christ removes those blinders. The enlightening of that Word frees you to minister to that other person, no matter what that situation is. Are you tired of not being able to wake up in the morning with a joy in your heart? Do you go to bed at night thinking, Lord, I'm going to only get about 5 hours of sleep tonight, but I need to wake up happy? And then you wake up in the morning and you're not happy. And you don't know why. You wonder, what is it, Lord? What am I missing? Perhaps it is because you still have those blinders on. Perhaps it is because you are not looking through at the Lord through those spiritual eyes. You're opening your eyes and you're seeing the circumstances of the day. As you open your eyes the first thing in the morning, open them and see before you Jesus Christ. Put in your mind a vision of Jesus Christ before you go to bed at night. And as you wake up in the morning, let that be the first thought that saturates your being. Jesus, Jesus, where are you? Not where are you, but here I am, Jesus. Here I am, Lord. Let me see your face that I might start off my day with you holding my hand. And oh, you will see not only that light at the end of that darkness, but what you will see is a whole room just lighted up, waiting for you to go through it, to go through it, go through that room, missing every stumbling block, because Jesus Christ is there holding on to your hand and guiding you through it. Jesus Christ has freedom from that blindness. He has a desire to heal you now, to take away those blinders. He has a desire to be right there, holding your hand and guiding you through. There's no need to feel that you're groping along a wall. There's no need to feel that you're stumbling in the dark, because it is not something that Christ wants for your life. Won't you reach out right now and let Christ touch your life? Won't you reach out to Him right now and let Him take that blindness away? Let Him give you a joy such as you have never known before, because our Christ, our Lord, our God is so precious. He has no desire for you to walk alone, to grope alone. Oh, God has so many beautiful things for us in this life today, and I desire to share them with you. Won't you join us again tomorrow morning as we continue to search the Scripture and find what God has to say to us concerning spiritual blindness?
You've been listening to Drusilla Crutchfield with today's program of Creative Christian Concepts. Our prayer is that you have been ministered to. This program is a faith ministry of Touching Women Ministries and is supported solely as God leads you to have a part in setting the captives free through our Lord Jesus Christ. You may write Drusilla Crutchfield at P.O. Box 4582 in Bryan, Texas, zip 77805. That's Drusilla Crutchfield at P.O. Box 4582 in Bryan, Texas, 77805.